Well, to tell you the truth, he's a little bit of a Mr. Fix-It for the Bulldogs, with Desi Haslam having plenty of faith in Josh Jackson to play in a whole myriad of positions, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Josh.
Morning, boys.
Good, mate. Always nice to have the skills, mate, to play 5/8, isn't it?
Yeah, mate. I was actually playing in the centres on the weekend, you know.
Yeah.
Got to training on Thursday and found out Timmy Laff was no good, so yeah. I had to fill in there.
And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, mate, it's an experience. I don't know if I'd like to play regularly there. It's obviously a bit of a different position for myself, but I guess it's always good to have in the kit bag something like that. So, yeah, I guess the experience was good.
Come on, Josh, don't tell the centres that it's easier than playing in the forwards.
No, it's definitely not, mate. I struggled a little bit early with the defensive sort of parts of the game, but like I said, it's always good to, experience a few different positions and have it in your kit bag.
Mate, the Tigers, it was a tight one.
Yeah, it was, mate. It was an ugly game for us. We dropped a lot of ball and gave away a lot of penalties and really didn't make it easy for ourselves, and they're playing really good football at the moment, the Tigers. So, we were lucky to come away with that one for sure.
And Moses Mumbai, mate, in that 5/8 position and filling in quite well, obviously, for Josh Reynolds. He said he'd been practicing that drop goal for a golden point or a tight finish to a game.
Yeah, mate, he's really, hitting his straps at the moment, Moses. He's got his opportunity and he's really grabbed it with both hands. And, he obviously got us out of that, tight spot on the weekend, but... the couple of games he played before that and the games he played last year, he's a really mature guy, for someone who hasn't played a lot of first grade, he steers us around the park well and, I think he'll be in for a big future for sure.
And Josh, Desi Haslam, mate, is he happy? You've only lost the one so far.
Yeah, I guess we're, happy with the, the 2 points on the weekend and the couple of wins, but not really happy with the way that we're getting the wins, I guess. The wins have been ugly and, we really got to learn to start playing for the full 80 minutes and playing consistent footy. So, if we don't do that this Friday night, we'll be in for a bit of a tough one, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the leader up front and now your captain is James Graham, and he's been eating up the meters for the first 4 weeks of the NRL competition. And what's he like with the talk on the field? Can you understand anything he says?
Yeah, mate, I get, bits and pieces. he's an inspirational guy, James. He leads by his actions. Obviously, he can talk, but, he definitely leads by his actions. In saying that, we've got other guys on there that, Aidan Tolman, who really goes unnoticed, and guys like Frank Pritchard and Greg Eastwood that, bring a lot of experience to our team as well. So, we just follow those sort of guys.
Josh, Brett Morris, mate, how's he? You lost him in the warm-up.
Yeah. I think he's travelling all right. I think he should be all right to play this week. Not too sure on that one, but, it'll obviously be handy if we have him back there. I thought Sam Perrott did a, unbelievable job for us there on last Friday. But, Brett brings... a lot of experience and, just that X factor back there as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Josh, you're the sort of bloke who would benefit from a reduction in the interchange, but you're surrounded by massive humans there in the Bulldogs. Are some of the bigger blokes a little bit worried? And what do you think of the proposed changes?
Yeah, like you said, it probably suits me because I, usually play those longer minutes. I was asked that question last week as well, and I sort of had to think about it during the week, but I think, here we probably wouldn't affect us too much. We've got guys, like I said before, James Graham, Aidan Tolman, that can play the bigger minutes. And
it's true.
They could both easily play 80 minutes if they had to, So I think coaches sort of keep a couple of interchanges up their sleeve for injuries and whatnot anyway. So, it might affect you a little bit, but I think we'd be okay.
And, mate, I guess Parramatta proved last Friday night that the Rabbitohs are very, very beatable. And they were down on player numbers too. They were missing about three key players, the Eels. So at least they are beatable, the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, I think the key is you've got to come out and start with plenty of energy and, you know, play consistent footy. You can't turn over too much ball or give them too much opportunity, because they've really got the players there that'll hurt you if you give them too much opportunity with the footy. So now we've spoken about, you know, we've got to really improve, you know, our ball handling and not giving away too many penalties. So being a lot more disciplined.
Josh, thanks for your time this morning, mate, and well played. TK, you
just
got one more?
Mate, Josh Reynolds, has he been training with the team this week?
He hasn't yet, mate. So, I'm not too sure about Josh yet, but at the moment it'll be a no.
Yeah, mate. Good on you, Josh.
All right, no worries. Thanks, mate.
Well done. Josh Jackson there. No,
big game.
He's got to be way off, doesn't he, Reynolds? I think you're jumping the gun there, aren't you?
Maybe.
He was still in a brace.
Maybe.
What are you on about?
Well, I'm thinking he might be back.
He's tough. He's tough.
We'll find out. Desi could pull a little bit of a surprise, but it's going to be a real, well, I know we use this word a bit, blockbuster, but it certainly is a blockbuster come Good Friday night, where it's going to be the Rabbitohs up against the Bulldogs.